loves, welcome to Destination Healer Podcast, where we obsess over giving women the tools that they need to choose happiness and create more joyful moments. I am your host, best-selling author and lifestyle blogger, Ty Alexander, and I'm basically like your new wellness hype girl. So welcome. This episode is super special to me. I have a little announcement at the end, so be sure to stick around to the very, very last second. But before we start, I want to remind you to be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you're enjoying the podcast so far. You can also head over to destinationheal.com to explore our spiritual toolbox, which is filled with gems that I've designed to help you cultivate those much-needed life-shifting healing experiences. So my good girlfriend, Ayana Angel from the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast reminded me that this week is Be Kind to Humankind Week. And I have to laugh and say, when I say reminded, I really mean educated, because I had no idea that this was a holiday, right? We have tons of holidays, but it's happening each and every year during the last week of August. So this year it's August 25th. Through August 31st. So we are right smack dab in the middle of the celebration. And so while I was doing my deep dive into the topic, one question, you know, kept coming up for me. And that was, girl, am I a kind person? Like, am I really kind? And more importantly, more specifically, am I kind to myself? And so sure, I do the normal random acts of kindness for others. You know, I've paid for the toll for the person behind me, or I let someone go in front of me at the market who just has one or two things. You know, I'm that kind of kind. But again, if I'm really being honest with you and myself, I'm not always kind to me. And so if you listen to, I think it's episode 1, you know, I talk about how I sometimes self-sabotage my life, which is extremely unkind of me. And so that got me to do like a little analysis of my life even more. So like, what does it feel like when I'm practicing kindness with myself? And when I think back to the times when I've been able to lead a life of true self-love and be kind to myself, my life is lighter. You know, my relationships that I have are in a healthier state of like a constant progression and like growth. Like, I just feel better, you know? So now that we've confessed to each other that we could be a little kinder to ourselves, what on earth do we do? I've learned that in order for me to make any sort of change in my life, I have got to create new habits. Just like, if you're following me on Instagram, then you know that I've been wanting to lose weight. I've talked about it for years, but never really done it. So I had to create a schedule for myself. I had to get into the habit of meal prepping. I had to get in the habit of going to the gym 3 times a week. So learning to be kinder to myself will require the same list of priorities. So I've written down 3 things I'm going to add to my schedule to help me be a little bit more kinder to myself. Here's where you get your journal out and start writing, girl, okay? So, number 1, investing in myself first thing in the morning. For me, child, getting up in the morning is hard. I usually get up around about 10 o'clock, but I'm sulking. I'm angry. If you're grieving like me, then you already know that the realization of starting yet another day without your loved one can be torture. So I tend to sulk as soon as I open my eyes and remember, you know, that I can't call my mom to say good morning. So then I turn to Instagram and I'm scrolling, I'm looking at IG stories, I'm calling myself, you know, catching up on people's lives when I should be investing in my own life, right? So instead of sulking each morning, starting tomorrow, I'm going to spend 15 to 30 minutes reading, listening, or watching something that will help me understand myself a little bit better, or something specific that will help me live a better life. And then from those lessons, I'm going to take small acts of kindness to myself and y'all too, but mainly to myself. So number 2 is take a laugh break, like literally schedule laugh breaks into your daily schedules. So I got a new car a few months ago and I discovered it had Sirius XM. Girl, when I tell you, I was excited. Yes, of course, I signed up. I thought I was signing up for this, you know, variety in music and all these hundreds of channels, you know, whatever, whatever. My new addiction literally is comedy radio. I love listening to two channels.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Kevin Hart's Laugh Out Loud Radio and Netflix is a joke. So much so, I don't even listen to music in the car no more. Just laughs with each ride. So for this one, I'm a little bit ahead of you guys because I've already created the habit, but I'm going to schedule these moments out. I'm going to schedule laugh breaks. So the idea behind this is to schedule 10 minutes of your day and find a way to laugh. You can search a funny hashtag, you know, you can watch clips on YouTube or listen to a podcast that has comedy, right? But only 10 minutes. Don't get sucked down the YouTube rabbit hole, right? We still have to be productive. But I have to be honest with you. This, for me, is the most effective way for me to recharge my energy and my optimism throughout the day. Laughing also just releases tensions to me. Like whenever I'm in a mood, if I get to laugh it out, it instantly releases that, right? It's almost like a massage for your brain, kinda, right? So number three is something that I constantly work on. I fail, I work on it again, but I'm writing it down today. I'm gonna make it a commitment, right? Me and you, we're committing to this. Soften your voice of your inner critic. I've actually committed to lowering the volume to about 2 or 3 because the bitch is too loud and she's rude, right? If yours is as rude as mine, I want you to put it down to a 2 or 3. But how many times, right, have you whispered to yourself and said, that was so effing stupid. I don't even know why I did it that way. Like, ugh. You gotta stop. Start practicing self-talk that feels warm and soft and pink, right? Make your inner voice sound like that personal coach that you're paying, you know, $2,000-$3,000 a month for, and she would never say nothing like that to you in that way. Like, she's gonna be honest with you, but she's not gonna talk crazy to you because you paying her a grip every single month, right? It should sound a little bit more like, you know what, Ty, it might not have worked out the way you wanted to this way, but kudos to you for even trying to pull this off. That's what it should sound like. It should sound really warm, really soft, and really pink. So, like I've said, I've written these things out on a post-it note. I've taped them to my wall so that I can see them every single day. it would be wise of you to do the same, my darling. I hope you love this teaser episode. I know that you have been dying to know what my announcement is, right? Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so drum roll, please. I want you to know that I was so excited to beat on my desk. I don't even know why that brought me so much joy, but it did, and rejoice with me, please. Anyway, I am officially back on schedule and I've planned out content for the rest of the year and into 2020, thanks to my new podcast network, Maisie Media. I have joined the team of fabulous women content creators. Maisie Media is a undued, undad podcast network with shows that are led by women and for women. So I am so thrilled to be a part of the family. You can learn more about us at maisiemedia.com. That's MAYZIE media.com. You can expect new episodes from your girl every single Sunday. So make sure you hit that subscribe button so that you are one of the first to listen to the new episodes. Also, if you loved our little chat today, please do me a favor and submit your review of the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you're listening to me today. And I also want to encourage you to share with your friends. Don't be shy. Share with your friends. Share this episode on IG Stories, Twitter, Facebook. And make sure while you're sharing, you tag me. I am at Love Ty Alexander and at Destination Heal. And lastly, thank you so much again for listening to the podcast today. And just thank you for supporting your girl. You guys don't know how much your support helps me thrive and helps me get my goals going up and up and up. So I appreciate you guys to the bottom of my heart. So until next time, toodles.
This podcast is a part of the Maisie Media Network, a community of podcasts for women by women.